Welcome to the Traditional Catholic Daily Devotional. Today's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025, the Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent, with a commemoration of St. Francis of Paola, third class with the color of violet. In this episode, the meditation, 40 Steps to Easter. Today's news from the Church: the German Church has lost 4 million faithful in 10 years. A preview of the sermon, God Works Through Human Instruments, and today's thought from Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. But first, the collect of today's Mass. O God, the greatness of the humble, who raised Blessed Francis, thy confessor, to the glory of thy saints, grant, we beseech thee, that by his merits and our imitation of his life, we may happily attain the rewards promised to the humble. At just 15 years old, Francis of Paola walked away from home and took up life as a hermit in a seaside cave in southern Italy. Definitely the plan for most 15-year-old boys. Word of His Holiness spread fast, and soon others joined him. So in 1436, he founded a new order called the Minims, meaning the least. That name wasn't for show. They really lived it. These men ate no meat, no eggs, no dairy, ever. Francis himself slept on a rock, wore a hair shirt, and lived on boiled herbs. But what withered his body only strengthened his spirit. He healed the sick, cast out demons, even raised the dead, and always pointed the glory to God. Not everyone was impressed, though. One preacher, convinced Francis was a fraud, set out to expose him. But when he finally met the humble hermit and launched into his accusations, Francis simply handed him a handful of glowing embers, barehanded, no burns, and said, "Here, Father Anthony, warm yourself. You're cold from lack of charity." That moment, besides being the best mic drop ever, melted the man's heart. Francis even got called to the deathbed of King Louis XI of France. The Pope told him to go, and he prepared the king to die well. Francis died at the age of 91 on Good Friday, 1507, with a crucifix in hand and Christ's final words on his lips: "Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit." St. Francis of Paola, pray for us. Today's meditation, 40 Steps to Easter. Today's thought from the Gospel of Luke. And as they led him away, they laid hold of one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him to carry after Jesus. Today's practice: I will seek out as many opportunities as possible to assist others in whatever way I can. Today's prayer: Simon unwillingly assisted thee. May I with patience suffer all for thee, good Jesus. You can read more of these meditations in the book 40 Steps to Easter. There's a link available in our show notes. News from FSSPX.news today. The German Church has lost 4 million faithful in 10 years. The German Bishops' Conference has released its preliminary statistics for 2024, and once again the numbers tell a grim story. The Catholic Church in Germany continues to hemorrhage faithful at an alarming rate. In 2024, more than 321,000 people officially left the Church. Add to that over 212,000 deaths, and the Church has lost more than 500,000 members in a single year. While the number of departures has dipped slightly compared to previous years, it remains far above pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, the inflow is negligible. Just 1,800 entries and just below 5,000 reinstatements, which barely makes a dent. Baptisms, while still over 116,000, are also declining steadily, down nearly 30% in a decade. And speaking of a decade, in the last 10 years, the German Catholic Church has lost 4 million members. And for the first time in modern memory, the number of Catholics in Germany has dropped below 20 million, just 27% of the population. When it comes to practice, the picture isn't much brighter. Only 6.6% of German Catholics now attend Sunday Mass. That's a tiny increase from last year's 6.2%, but still a fraction of what it was a generation ago. Some regions like Saxony and Görlitz show higher attendance, but large states like Bavaria and North Rhine-Westphalia are bleeding numbers by the tens of thousands. Marriages are in steep decline, down nearly 50% over the last decade. In 2024, just over 22,000 Catholic weddings were celebrated. 10 years ago, it was more than twice as many. But there is a curious footnote. Of the nearly 1,200 new members of the Church, more than 1,600 came from Protestant backgrounds. That might suggest some flicker of interest in Catholicism. Though with Catholic and Lutheran theology increasingly hard to distinguish in Germany, the reasons are likely more cultural than confessional. As for the much-discussed synodal path, the reform process aimed at addressing the abuse crisis and renewing the church's credibility, critics argue that it's playing out against a backdrop of collapse. Despite bold debates and sweeping proposals, the numbers show a church still losing its people, its sacraments, and its sense of direction. The question now, can anything reverse the tide? To read this full article, please see the link in our show notes. Now a preview of today's sermon, God Works Through Human Instruments. Unlike the everyday instruments that we use, be it a pen or a paintbrush, human beings have the capacity to be willing instruments of our Lord and therefore give glory back to Him. Moreover, by using us as His willing instruments, particularly in the context of the church, God demonstrates His love for us through the church's ministry.
God loves to make us instruments of His good work and thus increase our dignity and our glory in heaven. We're going to see how it is that God's providence is exercised through these instruments, how we might be good instruments, and finally, how to allow God's instruments to work in our life. God has a plan for all things. His providence is His loving care, which guides each creature to its proper end. And that is especially us, because He has said that He prizes us above other creatures. And God chooses to use imperfect human beings to work His perfect wisdom. Now, often this is done especially through superiors. These are parents, teachers, religious superiors, or even our bosses at work. And often they're very good themselves, but even their imperfections, their mistakes, can be used by...
If you would like to hear the full version, subscribe to the separate SSPX Sermons podcast or to the SSPX News YouTube channel. Both links are available in the show notes. Finally, today's thought from Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. We must not imagine eternal life as a kind of time that just doesn't end. Otherwise, we're tired before we start. We cannot compare time and eternity. Eternity is not a time. It is something else, which is fortunate for the elect. Eternity is, in fact, above time. There is no time in eternity. Eternity is like a point, an instant, which lasts forever. It is a continual present. This is taken and adapted from The Spiritual Life, published by Angelus Press. There's a link in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, may God bless you.